Yeah, I got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show. Couldn't pay me to live in New York. Too many people, man.
You know,
too many people, and it's just too much diversity, you know?
No, but this is the thing. No, Detroit used to be just like New York. Used to be a bustling city.
What?
Vibrant.
Bustling?
Yeah, bustling.
The hell does that mean? Bustling.
I heard a white person say it. I thought I'd use it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nothing wrong trying to be like the white man. White man and figure out everything. No, you know, no, there's no point in trying to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, you don't hear too many Negroes saying bustling. Hey, but anyway, my point is this. Detroit used to be like New York, but Democratic policies just destroyed that city. New York is actually going on that same path. That's yeah.
I heard Compton was like that, too. Compton, California?
Now, Compton's always been a shit.
Harlem, too. Now, I've seen some pictures.
Now, Harlem.
Harlem and Compton.
Harlem was good. It got bad, and that's good again because they gentrified it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raised their taxes up on them fools.
They brought some white people. I think they brought a bunch of Jews in, if I remember correctly.
Jews?
Hey, but this is the reason why a lot of people are moving from New York to, like, Florida and Texas. Check out what they're proposing in New York.
Of the latest cost of living increase for people living and working in the city.
Yeah, we're talking about this hot button issue, congestion pricing. Today, a board recommended a $15 toll for cars that enter Manhattan at 60th Street and south of that street. Now, there are some exceptions.
News 4's Melissa Colorado is live with details for us.
And guys, after months of speculation, how much is the toll going to be? Who won't have to pay the toll? We're finally getting a clear picture of this congestion pricing plan. And we're also learning that groups who thought they would be exempt, we're talking about people who live in the zone, people who are going to medical appointments in the area, and public sector employees, we're learning they too will have to pay the toll.
That's crazy.
You know, we'll hit New York.
From this Upper West Side dad.
Because it will affect everybody.
To this hotel doorman.
I don't think it's fair for the regular people that work in the city.
New Yorkers are facing the reality that the country's first congestion pricing program is finally taking shape. By next spring, the average driver may have to pay a $15 toll for driving on or below 60th Street.
We really made an effort to keep the base toll as low as we possibly could.
The board in charge of coming up with New York's congestion pricing plan revealed the toll pricing structure meant to discourage drivers, improve air quality, and collect $1 billion each year for the MTA. Customers hailing taxis or hopping into a rideshare will have to cover the toll charge. That's $1.25 for taxi customers, $2.50 for app-based rides. Box trucks will have to pay $24. Larger trucks must fork over $36.
Absent this, we're going to be choking in our own traffic.
It's going to affect my pocket, honestly. It's going to be pretty tough.
The MTA says money from the tolls will go into improving the city's subway and bus networks. But doorman Horacio Colon is unsure if that investment will make the subways safer.
I don't feel comfortable taking the train, so
I need to go to Florida.
I prefer to drive.
New Jersey drivers bracing themselves for a more costly commute on top of the tolls they already pay to cross the Hudson. Governor Phil Murphy is outraged.
It's ripping off New Jersey commuters to pay for whatever financial failings the MTA has. We're considering all of our options, including further legal action.
The board is recommending a $5 discount for drivers who use any of the four tunnels to get into the city, but no credit for drivers who cross the George Washington Bridge.
It's a little outrageous, to say the least, especially for somebody that commutes like myself 2 to 3 times a week. I mean, with the cost of living going up, the wages staying, you know.
And just as a reminder, these are the recommendations from the board. Nothing set in stone yet, but the board projects that there will be a 17% drop, fewer cars in the city if this congestion pricing plan goes into effect. That's 153,000 fewer cars on city streets. Guys, we'll send it back to you.
Shut up. This is just a ploy to gain sympathy for the MTA. This is just a ruse. They need more money in taxes because all these illegals. And they need more money in taxes because everybody's leaving that state. That's what's really going on. has nothing to do with the MTA.
How much money?
Has nothing to do with air quality. Has nothing to do with none of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing.
So $15, so that toll is per day.
Hey, Keith, they said they're going
to
raise.
Shut up. You know how much money they're gonna raise?
Hey, Keith, let me say something.
Billions of dollars.
No, they said they was going to raise $1 billion. They're going to raise a whole lot more than $1 billion.
Oh, that's going to be more than $1 billion.
Yeah.
I remember I got some experience with that. Remember we had that comedy show up in downtown New York?
Mm-hmm.
We got in the cab and went somewhere. And you could see it in the back of the cab. You could see it, as the fare goes up.
Mm.
And then you get your receipt, and it's all these different taxes. I remember it was a tax for
a piss tax.
It was like a commute. It said commuting tax.
They had a piss tax it on was, that. They had a piss tax on that, too. You remember that one, the piss tax? Because people getting a tax and pissing it. So they charge you by the piss tax.
No, Kim, get serious on this.
Okay.
I was just
joking. There ain't no such thing as piss tax.
No, it was a tax. Remember, I was like, remember? I was like pissed off. I got to pay. It was like a $30 cab drive. I was only in the cab for like 5 minutes. And it's like, and then was like all these taxes, like $5 commuter tax, $5 after 6 p.m. driving tax, riding tax.
Yeah,
just because I'm in a cab after 6 p.m., they charge me a tax for that.
That's the Negro tax. Because all these Negroes robbing people. They ain't going to say that, the tax. They ain't going to put Negro tax. They're just going to put tax after 6 p.m. because they know that's when the Negroes come out. That's all that is.
Hey, Ken, why are you bringing that up? Why are you?
The Negro tax.
Why you keep, disparaging Negroes? You didn't have to say it. Why you keep joking about them?
Hey, man, I'm a comedian, man. I like crack jokes. I thought it was a good joke. Negro tax? Piss tax?
Now, this is why people are leaving New York, going to Texas, Florida. That's like, I really, honestly, I want to see that city crumble. If you're a patriot, hear my call. Get your shit together. Move out that state. I want to see that city crumble.
Well, it's going to happen. It just takes a little time.
No, see, I'm not going to live that long.
It took some time for Detroit to crumble.
No.
It took some time for Harlem to crumble. The crumble, right?
No, I want to
give it a little time.
I want to see it in my lifetime.
Look here, huh?
I want to see it in my lifetime. I just want to see.
It's going to fall.
I want to see it.
It's California's going to fall. San Francisco.
Chicago.
Chicago. All those cities going to fall. Everybody's moving out. It's going to fall. Just give it time. And it's crazy, man. With all this inflation, politicians don't really care about their people.
Hey, that's a good point. Yeah, these Democrats. Biden's Inflation Act. Oh, we bringing down prices for everybody. But here, you know these are a bunch of Democrats up there.
Yeah. They actually going to.
These are a number of Democrats up there doing this.
You hear me talking? You just.
And they talking about, oh, we doing something for the American people. We bring down inflation that Trump caused.
Hey, Keith, well, they stupid enough to believe it. They think Trump was the reason why all these people unalived themselves because of COVID. It was Trump's fault. They actually believe that. We talking about some real stupid people that's easily manipulated. That's why I think you should take a cognitive test before you can vote. Yeah. Especially women, because they the dumbest.
You know, like AOC.
You didn't get that joke, did you?
What?
You didn't get that joke? You hear that
what
joke?
What did you say?
I said everybody should take a cognitive test, especially women, because they the stupidest. You didn't hear that? That was a good massage.
Hey, Kevin, I went over this with you yesterday. Why you keep... Not all women are stupid. Democrat women are stupid.
They know that. They know I'm joking. It's a misogynistic joke. It's a joke, man. What's that one meme company? They be putting out all them jokes. All they do is memes. I'm having a Biden moment. I can't think of. Bubbling Bee.
Bumbling Bee?
Yeah, is that what it's called? What's it called?
It's got to be, and I forget the name of it. I know.
Bumbling Bee? Or?
It's not Bumbling Bee.
What is it? It's Bee something. Yeah. No, screw it. Y'all know who I'm talking about. We got Bee in their name. They crack jokes all the time, man. But you only get offended when I crack jokes.
No, your jokes kind
of. Oh, man, you starting to get liberal on me, man. Bring back conservative Keith and freedom of speech on this show. That is crazy, man. That just goes to show you dumb liberals, how stupid you are. They don't care about you. You're having a hard time putting gas in your tank, putting food on your table, right?
I mean, it's so expensive just to live in New York.
Shut up. And now, not only that, they said we need a little bit more money for the MTA, what? Which is just a lie.
They said to clean the air, too.
Clean the air.
You know you can't clean the air. You ain't cleaning no air. Not in New York. Hey, got a new giveaway going. We give away a Ford F-350, $10,000 cash. To enter to win, go to fisherhawkstwins.com. Anything you buy from the site gets you automatically into the win.
Hey, New Yorkers, y'all stop driving your car so you can clean the air. Do you believe that, you stupid idiot?